Alrighty, let's start this podcast. Hi guys, welcome to the Mindful Click Podcast Season 2. I'm your host, Josephine Jaroge, and today I want to make a grand announcement. From this day henceforth, I'm going to be having this beautiful co-host with me, Masi Simiyu. Welcome to the Mindful Click.
Clap, 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 clap.
It's the excitement in her, man. This is going to be an epic journey, and I just can't wait to get into the tasty, steamy, spicy conversations that we're gonna be having.
Yes.
Oh, and guys, let me tell you, we have a lot planned for you. Masi, give them a taste of something.
I am excited to be here, and I said, of course, but we're going to be talking about so many things that we experience in our daily life.
Oh, love, sex, heartbreaks, toxicity. And let me tell you guys, I'm sitting next to Madam Toxic right here.
I am not. Just perceive me as toxic. But oh, I'm not.
Not only me. I think many people have actually expressed.
But you're toxic as well. Okay. Your current situation is really toxic.
Oh, Heavenly Father. We haven't even started the podcast, guys. And she's already throwing knives at me.
No.
But it's true. We all have some toxicity in us. But dare I say, some toxicity is just beyond human understanding. Kama hii amasi, najua si mimi peke yangu nasemanga. Hadi exes wake wanacomplaining, wanasemanga Masi is the most toxic person I have ever met.
Can you hear her?
And we will tell you. No, imagine I'm going to back up my words. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna back them up. I have like proof, I have receipts, and I even have witnesses. No. Even the situationships you've been in, the men just keep coming back saying that, oh my god, you're so toxic as fuck, but I can't figure out why I can't let you go. Tell me what you did to me.
Guys, I'm not toxic, I'm just a lovable person, and I know how to love a man and do the necessary that I do. Come on, I'm Luya, I'm from Luya Land.
Oh, they usually give the deepest love.
We are.
Is it true that Luya men are that romantic and sweet?
Hey.
Oh my
god. Yes. Actually, they are the right ones. The right ones.
What do you mean?
Like 99% who are really nice and gentle and all lovey-dovey. Get yourself a Luya man.
Oh my goodness, I have seen attractive Luya men, and I can say for sure they are hella attractive. Yeah. They are very mature, very, I don't know, there's this allure to them that is so sensual and sexual and I can tell you they do not compare to the Kikuyu men I'm used to.
No, the Kinubias are no.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
She's just throwing knives today, guys. Just understand her. But before we get into it today, we're gonna ask you humbly to subscribe.
Yes.
Like and share with your friends, because this is gonna be a wild ride and a wild journey.
Yes.
We're gonna start incorporating videos soon. But right now, I think we don't want to make the podcast wait any longer, because I think I've done that for the past 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now it's about time we just get into it, and then the videos will just come along.
Later. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, guys, I'm happy to be here. So please subscribe, share, and like.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Support our podcast, and this is going to be an amazing journey. I guarantee you're going to love it. So, Masi, you know, she usually laughs whenever I stuff like that, because she knows like the next thing I'm going to say is something hard-hitting, something that is thought-provoking.
Talk to
and
me.
And something
talk
that she has experienced.
Talk to me.
Have you ever been in a situation or a position in your life, in your dating life? Let me even specify.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in that position where you are getting right into it with this guy that you're so attracted to? You're getting all, you know, hyped, you're getting caressed, you're getting into the mood, the moment, sinking into everything that is happening. And then he does just one thing that switches off the entire system. You're like, wait, hold up. Nope, back up now. Tell me. Have you been in such a position?
Have you? Because I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to figure it out.
I have.
Of course you have.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. Let me just tell you the truth. I wouldn't even dare lie about it, because it's been a crazy dating life. sin I have been having lately. And let me tell you, it's been hey, there's several.
So what happened?
Oof, let me tell you. I want to preface this by saying that, guys, we're talking about the turn-ons and turn-offs that we usually have in our dating lives, or basically as a person, what turns you on, what turns you off. So me, my scenario of being in that position where I was getting into it with a guy and I instantaneously got turned off was when he...
Just say it.
So I've been in that position where I was with this guy, and I think it's I don't know if it's because of the age difference that his generation doesn't know how to do that. Or rather, they were used to hitting it and just, you know, just basically getting done within seconds. But he kissed me, and then while I expected it to continue with more caressing and all that, you know, basically the whole foreplay game, he was already trying to penetrate. That was an instant turn off for me, because I'm like, wait, okay, so this feels like rape. Like, you're not really trying to woo me. It's like you're just trying to, wow.
Finish. Mwah. Kaende.
But it was so crazy, because I'm like, wait, is that all? Like, is that all that you have?
But I don't think it's age difference, because some men... Are we talking about Saddam, of course?
Of course, Saddam is always going to be the top. Oh, I feel like Saddam is going to reign. Saddam and Gaddafi.
Saddam.
Oh, and Snake.
Saddam. They are not. Actually, they're just men who don't even put up an effort. Yeah. If somebody just thinks you're like a pickup, come here, just let me release. You get. I don't think
so. The game, the whole sex game is basically about them getting pleasure. So they're not really taking so much account of what they should do to make you feel good. It's about them getting the good feel.
Sometimes I feel those are the conversations you should be having.
Like with the person?
Before going into the...
Sasa mkiwa maji munongea saa ngapi. Yeah, the whole his whole game plan was to get me drunk and get me in bed and pop. That was it.
And you are.
Hey.
Give me one margarita. I'll open my legs.
Why are you like this? Let me tell you, that time I was so naive and I just let myself get right into it. But then again, his game was so bad. It was so bad. And I think there's so much about him that turned me off. So for me, I feel like number one, it's for me a turn off. For me, yes, definitely it's trying to penetrate way before getting the foreplay running. You need to at least get in the mood. It doesn't matter if I like you. The whole ideal of getting into the whole, I don't know, to get the enjoyment of it all,
yeah,
is to have that foreplay. There's no rush. Oh, and you wanna harakisha. Ah, nyona harakisha. Ah, ni wale wanataka ku hit it and quit it.
And go. Yo.
And it's so bad.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, have you been in such a position though?
I have been in a certain situation that was really a turn off for me. I met this guy. We talked, we met on a date.
Yeah.
Guys, you know me, I respect men who are masculine, I respect men who are feminine.
Yeah.
But the feminine ones are not for me. Let me just be honest. And I'm not being... that is me.
Yeah.
They're those ones who appreciate.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. For me, little feminism is okay. It's okay.
Which is actually warranted. Because everybody has a little feminine and masculine in them.
Hey! Mimi nikajitoa.
What happened?
I went to the guy's house. And guys, I don't know if he's hiding. what can we say? Is he under come out of closet?
Oh, he hasn't yet come out. Oh, he's a bit shy about coming out.
Maybe. I don't know. Is it me judging? I don't know. But that guy was just so feminine. And I hate it when a guy is like so feminine and he's like, oh, mommy, motherfucker, get out of here. You have a dick. I was so turned off. I was like, what the heck? And it was at night, guys.
He couldn't actually leave there.
I called it, and yeah. He looked so... He was nice.
Yeah.
But that fact of just...
He was too feminine. He was
too showy. Much. Yeah. And too much. You kind of questioned. So that is really a turn off for me. And when I see everything that is screaming feminine in a man...
Yeah. I feel like the thing about men that we appreciate that maybe feminine in that regard is maybe when they take care of themselves, like grooming wise.
Yes.
Like, and you know how to keep clean. Mm. You know how to basically have good hygiene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how to dress up. You know how to basically have a soft side to you.
Exactly. And I appreciate a man who speaks about their feelings.
Exactly.
Sometimes cries, but not all the time.
Mm.
But not too much. Yeah. Oh, mommy. You know, I love you, motherfucker. No, your mother, first like a of sister. All, I'm not. No.
Hi, sis.
I know.
Hi, babe.
I went home straight and I was calling Josie and my other guy friend and he's like, oh, yo.
Papa, imenda.
Imenda. Nani? Nani? Kwa tuwa toko noyo.
I know.
But that is a turn off for me.
Yeah, when they show a lot of their feminine side. When they're too feminine.
They're talking about the way they speak.
Mm.
And they, you know, when we're in a public setting, they're very different. Yeah. But when we get into the house, they're too feminine for me.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, I don't know.
In the house, you need a man who is dominating in terms of he's showing his masculine. He's so secure in his masculinity, and you're so secure in your femininity.
Mm.
In that, those two can just perfectly merge and complement each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he's trying to be feminine, and so then you're feminine.
So that I can jump into the role of being masculine.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Yeah, which is actually very reasonable because I feel like if you're to look for somebody, I mean, the whole dating ideal is to get somebody that you know fits your love map and fits your requirements.
Mm.
So if you actually are with a man who makes you feel like you have to step out of your feminine energy, I feel like that is a lot of compromise because you cannot spend the rest of your life taking up this role as a masculine figure in the relationship. That can't happen.
No.
So I understand. And trust me, guys. Ladies do love it when a man is in command in the bedroom, in the sheets.
Mm.
You need to hear the voice. You need to hear the... I don't know. Don't call me mommy. Call me some baby. Call me some darling, sweetheart. Call me those endearing words, but not mommy. Oh, mjana mwenye tanga was chana mommy. Kidhani ati ama mama.
Me, I love mama. Me, I love mama.
No. If you're using those words, if you're using those terminologies, guys.
Please don't use it on Josie. No. She has.
You remember?
She has had bad experience.
Oh, my God. Do you remember how Saddam called me madam? But because the driver had called me madam.
No, but that was rude.
That was disrespectful. But I feel like also I don't like it when a guy calls me mommy or mama. Like
No. I had this situation where the guy was saying, come here, mama.
Oh, come on, no. Oh, no, this movie, I forgot to know what the series
Good
is called.
Girls.
Is it Good Girls?
Yes.
Well, there's that guy who usually calls this
I'm
lady
obsessed.
Mama, like, all the time.
I'm obsessed with that guy.
And I know many women actually love it when he calls. Okay, for him, when he says it, there's a way he, like, has this sexual appeal to the way he calls the woman.
I don't know who the you way have he been says, meeting, but it's pretty.
There is no going back from it, by the way. Mama is a no for me. I swear, I cannot. That is out, scratched. No discussion. Let me ask you, though. What would you say is another turn-on for you, though? Because we've talked... Okay, let's now... I think we should, like, go in terms of what are your turn-ons and what are your turn-offs. But now that you've mentioned your turn-off, what would you say is now a turn-on for you?
A turn on for me is just a man taking, what is it? Mm-hmm. Taking control.
Alpha energy.
Ooh, guys, me. No, I don't care how you look. Me, I do not care how you look. If you just come to me and start being that guy,
yeah,
I'm in. Tunde. Let me take you to my mother. I am so in.
You know, right now I'm starting to understand why you attract toxic men. Because most men who are toxic are actually people who know how to be men. So it's like you're willing to accommodate the toxicity as long as he's willing to be the man in the relationship. You know, oh my, you get that? Because I'm looking at the men that you've dated in your in your young life.
Jesus Christ.
In your adult life. Let me tell you guys. These guys are like ex-convicts. They're like ex-cons.
No.
Wametoka prison wako na matat. They have that aggressive masculinity.
Why is it ex-convict?
The ex-cons.
They are not ex-cons.
These people, they are rebels. Mercy likes her men rebel. Rebellious.
No. I don't actually, guys. I don't.
Mercy loves her men rebellious. So she's usually... Ooh. She...
What? You know,
she's usually like, I want my men tough, masculine, and in control. But I also want them feminine. But I mostly want them masculine.
I want most of it masculine. And yeah, when he says, pick up your bag. And I'm like, I'm done. I love when he's like, sit down. Then I'm like, I'm sat.
Jump, baby. How high?
I'm sat. Take control, baby. Just take it. So but it turns me on, to be honest.
It does.
Not the, what is it called? Not the possessive ones, but yeah.
I mean, okay, the type of possessiveness I mean is one where he claims you as his woman. He's protective of you. He is territorial. And I think the right word actually is territorial.
Not possessive.
Okay, possessiveness can actually come off so wrong. Some people can just get right into it like, you're mine. You're mine and nobody else's.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I think like, that's why you have been having problems.
In my dating life?
Yeah.
How?
If you're looking for that, you have been completely getting the people who are like, I don't want you.
Opposites, right?
The people who don't like, I don't want you.
That is so sad.
I know.
Yeah, like, I don't understand because I'm a lover girl. Like, you'd expect that the energy that I have and exude is the same energy that's going to come back to me. Wapi. Napata watu wako so nonchalant. And that is so heavy on somebody who is emotional. I'm not even lying. That is so heavy on somebody who is so emotional.
Guys, I cannot tell you how many times we have had conversation about, oh, this guy is not talking to me.
The ghosting period.
Oh, my God. Yes, she has been attracting those kinds. And now I get it. She
Why?
Wants the possessive ones. But Mungu anasema, you know what?
It's so weird because I thought we usually get what we are.
But what are you attracting?
I'm attracting the care. Actually, the emotionally unavailable people. How is it that I'm a very emotional person and I'm attracting the emotionally unavailable? It doesn't make any sense. But then again, I was looking back at how my trend has been and I'm like...
It's the same.
It's the same. But what is the common denominator? How are water when you need it when you want to die? It's me. I am the common denominator. So I was like, the issue has to be me. So it's either the way I'm attracting these guys. I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm showing them that is giving them the impression that I am ready for... You reuse and recycling, reusing and recycling. I don't know. There's that energy I probably gave them, and I didn't like it. Yeah. Should I add that to my list of turn-offs? Men who are emotionally unavailable. It's not even sexual, but
it should be.
It should be actually.
Where? Because the ones you've been attracting, okay, they're very unavailable.
Oh, the other day we were talking about what it means to be in love with someone. And we were saying how you just know somebody's really in love with you when they can't breathe without you. But the men I've been attracting can breathe perfectly. Their lungs kwanza zinapata the energy.
I don't get it. Sometimes when somebody decides to go to MIA, it means they're dead to you. I don't get why we're going to chimba the dead.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing back the dead? Oof. Let the dead be the dead. They decided. But you do that. She keeps doing that. And for what?
Yeah.
For what? Guys,
there's no reason.
Niki wapigia picha ni zote za watu wote ni waeke pamoja.
There's only one man who stood out though.
Who?
Well, the tall, dark and handsome Luya.
Oh.
Okay, he's not even dark. Hi. Serious today? Mimi alinigno.
Should I tell you? An availability.
Oh my God. And it's only to me. What did I do, guys? My dating life is so sad because I'm usually trying to get the attention of men. And funny thing, initially it can look like it's mutual. Then, but die, they start misbehaving. Either they want my friend, aka Mercy, or they just become completely unavailable. Like they
don't want me, guys.
What would you say they've been trying?
No. I think they just try be... You know those kinds of people you date and they want to befriend your friends? So that they seem nice? So that they can treat you however? And your friend will keep saying, no, he's a good man.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But Saddam, for him, is sexual. That man is a man who...
But why would I be attracted to a man who is it bad if I describe him? Who is
no, describe me, feel free, because it's Saddam. That one I can allow you. Let her rip.
I see a guy, that guy annoys me. I just see him and he annoys me.
He snores like a pig.
He takes advantage of girls. Yeah. And at this point, we're going to be putting his nini pole pole to take up check uko nje.
Yeah.
Takes advantage of girls and I don't like it.
And we're putting this on a lot, like, he's definitely a guy who is manipulative. He uses you and he plays at your insecurities and self-esteem.
I think at that point you were at your lowest.
Yeah. And I was craving a love connection. Yeah. So I was willing to take anything. Okay. The thing is, with that time I was at my lowest and I was craving a love connection. And I remember that time, around the time that Saddam came into my life, wanting to date me, was when Blue, the man who is still doing his thing now, up to now. It was the time Blue broke my heart and decided to ghost me for that 1 month. So within that period, I was trying to get over him. And I was also trying to make sure that I'm intentional about getting over him and moving on. Mm. So when Saddam presented himself, I was like, let's go. Let's do this.
I found love.
And he presented it nicely on a silver plate. I was, like, ready to sip.
But one thing about Josie is, I feel like when a man sees, like, akikuonyesha, like, I really don't want you. You push.
I'm a hopeful bitch.
You're pushing. You're pushing. You're like, I'm pushing. I want you. And we are going to.
Mungu alisema, he will give me the blessing. So I am going to fight for this. I'm usually like that. Like, if I really want something. It doesn't matter if you tell me no.
She's pushing.
You're non yako. She's pushing me na jo nataka. Nakutaka. So I will just be hopeful. And I will just keep showing you the good
and
that I am.
And I think that's why the tall Luya girl is like running away from you. Like, nimekuambia sister. Niwache.
Oh my God. Mbona nasema hivyo? It's like
sister.
This Luya man of mine has refused me. No, umeniambia Luya men are very romantic and nice.
No. I think he was very clear with you.
Yeah.
So you can give him that.
But for him, he was really clear about...
It's just that you wanted love.
I did. And he was actually...
And you thought he was
a
right
potential. Yeah, he was actually a good potential. But then again, I'm looking at... I'm begging for so much here. I don't need to keep begging for it.
You're not dealing with baby daddies, please.
Oh yeah, there's also that detail. No, I don't think I want to be fighting with baby mamas every day of every week. No, absolutely not. So, can you tell me at least 3 top turn-ons for you?
For me, one, for, I say taking control, of course.
Yeah.
And the second one is...
Never. Say it, sister.
Never stable.
Say it, sister. Like, be free.
I am... I need you to be stable.
Oh, financially?
Financially. Mm. You know that how that is a turn-on for women?
It is. I feel like we're still connected to our the primal instinct, the primal urge of having a financially, mentally, emotionally stable person. Like, we still want the person who can provide and protect. And that encompasses everything, emotional, mental, financial, spiritual, you know.
Yeah.
You come as a full package, baby. I come as a full package. We complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the generation we're living in right now is full of empty baskets.
I said, if I'm going to date somebody, I'm going to date people above 30.
Yeah.
Because these ones below 20s, they're coming with, they will cheat on you with two women and cheat on you with a man. So we have to be really careful.
Oh my God.
The 30 and above are very conservative. So I'd rather be dealing with those rather than dealing with, hey. Kila siku ni kwetu nasema, eh? Hey?
I once found out I slept with somebody.
Hey!
Guys, let me tell you.
Who was being fucked? Was being fucked by a man and he was all.
Oh, no. This is traumatizing.
I need some loving. And you said, what is your favorite sex position?
Missionary.
Mm-hmm.
I am a lovey girl. Mm-hmm. I want my man to be dominating in the sheets, baby. I want him to be dominating in the sheets. So I love that. I mean, there are other favorites of mine, but I think when you ask me like a center, like I choose only one that you can actually go for the rest of your life with. that one is it for me.
That one named what?
Missionary and doggy.
So I just wanted you to say that. So when this is doing that, being very, very, very extreme with doggy,
very sexual.
The guy is dogging somewhere.
Hey.
Why would you even say that? Why would you?
That is just traumatizing me now even more. And I told her.
Oh my God.
You know, it's funny because Mercy found out and then she came and told me and I'm like, oh fuck.
Guys, I'll find things for you. The same way you do find things for me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We should be hired as FBI agents because at this point our skills are just going to waste. When we decide to dig.
I get so mad when you know you're in the other community, you're LGBTQ.
Yeah.
Why are you in the other people's mini vaginas?
I know. Like, pick a side.
Pick a side and stay there.
Pick a side and stay there. Stop making people feel like they also have, because now you're bringing that influence in my body, and I do not, oh, whew, I do not even think I'm emotionally mature at the moment to speak about this. I do not have the emotional intelligence at the moment to speak about this particular scenario because it happening to me, I felt disgusted, number one. And the way I had seen this guy completely changed. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, how are you being bent over by another man?
Yo.
You, I pictured you as a dominant masculine male that I got attracted to.
Mm.
But on the other side, you're being bent over by another man, being fucked like a bitch. Like, why? Let me tell you, I never wanted to ever speak to that dude ever again. Like, no, you cannot do that to me. I expect I'll be okay with it. No.
But how do you even do that? The good thing is his sex was work.
Oh, it was work. It was, oof, no. You remember that bit, the what I told you about the number one turn off for me is when somebody tries to penetrate and they haven't even, like, led you on.
When you're telling me that you tried that, so you know how you're with very... into it, so you're coming on top.
Oh yeah.
And he's wondering what is happening, so he takes you down.
He takes me down. And guys, he rolls over and that is it. Like, you don't even know whether you don't even, like, I didn't even have the strength to ask questions. I was like, oh, okay, that's how it is. Okay. Let me just keep quiet. Like, guys, it was so whack. No, it was whack. It was really bad. And I don't know whether that was because of this whole other sexual experiences having with this other, with his gender. Yeah. But I feel like maybe either that interfered with it, because there is no way on earth he can tell me I was the bad one. Honey, I am good at what I do. No, you cannot tell me that I was the one who had it wrong. That's a very big fat lie.
No, you're getting...
Because I remember even he told me, like, wow, you're so good at what you do. I like the way you do it. But then again, 5 seconds later,
whoop. But he didn't come.
No. I don't... It made a lot of sense when he told me. When he told me the situation much later, I was like, oh, that makes sense. So everything made sense, like how that evening went down when he told me that now he was somebody else's bitch, another man's bitch. So to me, it made sense, because I was like, okay, how are we doing this and we're actually really into it, and you're still managing to like put me aside and then like sleep.
And someone, the first shot.
Imagine. I was like, okay, you know what? It's so confusing. It's so weird. But anyway, you know what? That's you. That's you. And I personally, okay, to be very honest, I would be lying if I said that I didn't want another go at it. But it's because I actually liked the guy and I thought that there could be something between us.
Mm.
But then I came to find out that then again, he had a girlfriend, and then it was a whole messy situation.
So many men in Nairobi are just hiding in their closets. Please just don't come with to me if you're somebody's bitch.
Oh, no. Because, and you know, it's fun. No, I feel like it's unfair even to the ladies, because then again, exactly. That's how infections start. Coming.
Exactly.
Because you moving, when we talk about either you've been bent over, or you're the one doing the bending over, and then you go and fuck a woman, you're gonna bring infections to her, you're gonna bring those sicknesses. It's disgusting to even talk about it. It's even just weird to even just imagine.
Do you just go there and decide whatever you do?
Or buy a toy. You don't need to go fuck women. Just be fucked by men and then buy your toy and enjoy the what? It's called a side chick. This new toy called a side chick. It's basically the exact look and makeover real coochie. Buy it. Go in the bathroom. Enjoy.
Nirudishe Bungoma nyinyi watu by
the way.
This is too much for me. Tudishe Bungoma kwa village yetu. Mahali, we just knew men are men.
Yeah.
And it's no bad thing for you to be wherever you are, but just do whatever you're doing with people that are supposed to be done to.
Yes, yes.
Don't do me and you've been done. So you're coming with your spams from another man. It's even disgusting to talk about it.
Right? Like, it's so uncomfortable for women. And I feel like many women have been in the same situation, but they can't really talk about it. They're like, no. Or maybe they don't even know. They're not even aware. Maybe their men are going through that. Or they're...
No, Mimi, when you come to me, please figure yourself out. Don't come to me at you. Oh, I'm still figuring myself out. Motherfucker, I'll take you to the police. Trust me. No, you're not doing that to me. No. I have figured myself out. Yeah. And now this is what I want. This is what I need.
Yes.
But anyway, the other thing that turns me on.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Ooh.
Don't you just love a man who is confident in what they do, in what they wear,
in who they are,
in who they are, and how they speak.
Yeah. It's usually so sexy.
It is very
it's
sexy.
It's like, boy, can I politely ask you to just push me on that wall and just make out with me or something? Like, it's so good. To a point that you even forget maybe you're having a conversation, you're just admiring them.
Yeah, you're just
like, how are you just sitting there looking so sexy and comfortable?
And you're comfortable and in your skin, and you're not forcing your shoes. Mm-mm. You're just seeing you, you're natural. You're just you. Like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. Now you're talking. Yeah. There's that, and now to narrow down to a Kenyan figure. I would say it's Nick Mutuma.
For you?
For me, Nick Mutuma exudes a certain level of confidence that is actually sexy. It's calm, it's welcoming, it's proud, but not proud in a very diminishing manner to other people. It's calm and proud in a manner that is so, like, I'm comfortable in my own skin and I love who I am. And I'm gonna continue showing up as the person that I am. It screams that, and it's whoo.
For me in Kenya, I'd have no idea. If I'm talking about celebrities on social media and influencers, and we're talking about people's husbands, we respect them.
We do.
We respect them. Greatly. It's just the way they speak and carry themselves. I'll say shoes. Sheaves Simani. Is it called Sheaves?
Oh, Sheaves Simani.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Miss Tiramisu's husband.
Yeah.
I think that guy is so comfortable in his skin. And whatever he does. Me, I like men who are like that. And they don't have drama.
Yeah.
Not like the other ones. They're very confident in their skin. But wakona drama mingi and baby mama sita. No.
Oh, so that's me, a lot of baggage, man.
Yeah, so I respect some people who are very confident.
I feel like even the aspect of calmness is very sexy.
It's a turn. It is very sexy.
The fact that you look like you're in control. I don't know. I feel like for people who experience a lot of anxiety, when you find somebody is calm and in control, it turns you on a lot. Because you're like, you're showing me something that I'm working so hard to achieve. And it's so sexy for me. I want that energy. That's what I like.
Yeah. And I think that's what attracted me to this my ex reasons, like the Maju guy.
Oh yeah.
He's so confident. Me, I like confident men.
Yeah.
He's so confident in his skin. He doesn't have a job, but he was so confident.
I call, like, God will provide nana dua sitas. I'm not worried. I'm not worried, by the way. I know everything will work out, and I got this.
No, he just say I have money.
And he doesn't have money.
He has money.
No, that time when he was broke.
Who?
He wasn't broke?
Babes, have I ever dated somebody who is broke?
Oh, yeah, by the way. Back to basics.
My ex, Wamaju, like the J guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, no. No, that one was selfish with money.
He used to be like, he calls me and he's like, where are you? At the office. Can you get an Uber to the house?
He wanted you to go over.
I have ordered you some things. And I'll just find things. And it's nothing like sexual.
Yeah.
Just him and him appreciating me. I'm coming from work and we're not going to use my money. But I'm coming from work and he's like, go shower. He's put a bath for me.
Yeah. So basically a man who is also very, I don't know, what's the word for it? A partner, like somebody
who exudes.
Yes,
a partner.
Somebody that's who provides for you. It's a turn on for you as well. Because he's telling you, I bought you this. I'm taking care of this for you. You don't need to worry about the Uber ride. I got this.
Yeah, he's like, you have work. He sets up the other room to make it comfortable so that I don't hear any noise. And
where are you guys at? Like, we should know.
He's like, Joy, you're not supposed to be in your phone, you're working. Oof. Please just work so that you can come sit with me. I'm bored.
Yes, Daddy.
Hey, lakini kuna maburukenge. Mungu aliamua tu sasa, you know what?
Utaketi, utahema useme hapana, utanikae peke yangu.
Peke yangu kwa sababu. But what are your turn-ons?
My turn-ons, I think number one for me is how a man grooms himself. I love a man who knows how to take care of himself. You know? And I think one thing I can proudly say from all the men that I have dated, minus Saddam, that one was a big-ass mistake. I think that was like an error in time, you know. But one thing I can say was common kwa hao wote was like the way they were grooming. Something about the way they dress just really intrigued me. I don't know. It's sexy.
You know, that
for
makes me laugh because you remember that time I was showing you a picture of my situation here. And you're like, hey, akisiatengeneze nywele.
Oh, Lord. Like, I feel like those small details usually bother me. I'm like, There's something off with that. No, hii hapana, tengeneza kidogo viatu, ulikosa zingine baba. Like, nini inaendelea?
Just literally told me. No, no. He needs to make his hair. Mbona anaka Bob Marley? I still remember that.
It bothered me. I don't know. I don't like it when a guy looks shaggy. It bothers me a lot. But somebody who is neat and well-kept, like, baby, oof, come talk to me, please. So that is a turn on for me. Well-groomed man.
Mm.
Number two. Actually, number one. That goes number two. Mm. I think my number one most amazing, intriguing, everything, just the biggest turn on for me is intelligence.
Yeah.
It always will be. I love, and I think that's why when I look at the history of the men I've dated, minus Saddam, again, that was the biggest mistake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure your exes with intelligence. I'm not saying it, but no, continue.
Most of the guys I've dated are software developers. I don't know, for some reason, me, with when it comes to intelligence, I usually gauge from that perspective of mathematics, the geeks, yes. So most of the ones I've dated are software developers. So that's something that I realize, that when somebody is like that, it turns me on.
Mm.
When you're smart, when you're intelligent. But you know, there's a difference between being intelligent and being smart.
Yeah.
You can be one and not be the other, yeah, or you can be both.
Mm-hmm.
But I think intelligence is something that I really highly regard. So yeah, that's number one for me. Number two is the grooming.
Mm-hmm.
Number three turn on for me is, of course, calmness. I want somebody who will calm my mind, who will calm my soul, who will, because I feel like that I can actually defend it by saying that it's because I am a very sensual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like calmness and sensuality go hand in hand. You cannot be sensual with me if you're not calm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like when I am looking for something that I know, somebody that I know can actually, not even looking for one that can turn me on, when somebody actually manages to turn me on, it's either because they've exuded calmness, intelligence, or the grooming. One of those has to be.
You're like, take me home.
I'm like, baby, what time are we getting off work today?
Let's go.
I need some loving. It's been a minute.
Stressing me out.
Hey, you're getting mad over small things. You're trying to... It's so sad because you get mad over small things and you don't know where the anger and the frustration is coming from. And it's your coochie trying to tell you, like, madam,
and yeah, remember
madam,
when
you're neglecting us.
I laughed. I just laughed. I'm like, she's just frustrated.
I am. I'm sexually frustrated. I won't even lie. But God is good. Because I know celibacy is not like a journey I chose intentionally. It's choosing me, but I'm not choosing it. But we move on regardless, and we're not willing to, you know, sleep around with anyone just for the sake of it. Yeah. I'm personally one person who loves connecting with somebody.
But one thing about you is, yes, you do that, but you end up with situationships.
Oh,
you turn down a guy who is like, Josie, I just want to have sex with you, but you like, you know what? Let me just get into a situationship that is not defined.
as long as he's giving me some attention. But you know, that thing is so bad. It's so bad because it gets you so hooked to somebody. You become mentally and emotionally hooked to somebody because of the manipulation they're playing on you. So you get used to anakuongelesha kidogo, the breadcrumbing. So you get so hooked and then you become addicted to doubt. Now just wanting that. So even when a real love does come along, sometimes I'm afraid I won't even be able to recognize or appreciate a real love. Because Nicole, like, ay, where, no, what? What do you mean you love me?
Me too, man.
Unataka?
Watu wa kijiji.
You know, it's so sad because we're so used to the toxic trail that we won't even be... It's hard for you to be open to even genuine love right now.
Yeah.
You're like pushing it all away because you don't even know how to accept that.
Mm.
All right.
But turn-offs.
Yeah, turn-offs. So there is this thing, this one I saw. Oh, rather. Being uncircumcised. Is that a turn-off for you?
Hell yes. That is a turn-off.
You're serious?
I can't. Why?
Being uncircumcised is a turn-off.
Yeah.
Why?
I come from the village.
That is not a reason.
The village where we are taught this is supposed to be cut. The foreskin is supposed to be removed.
Yeah.
If I see it and then removed, my ancestors will turn. They will turn and they will curse me. I won't. That is a turn-off for me.
Yeah.
And it's not about Sijui Nini. It's about from my generations and generations.
But I can actually agree with you because even... No. And I feel like for me, it's not even necessarily about the sexual appeal. It's more about the health factor.
Yeah, true.
For women, it's not healthy for them to sleep around with men who are uncircumcised because the foreskin carries a lot. Like, the reason is actually... one of the reasons, rather, that it's cut off or it's removed is because it's supposed to make way and also prevent, like, urine and maybe infections from piling. Basically keep you healthy and hygienic. But when the foreskin is there, it's basically keeping a lot. And it increases chances of a woman getting infections when she engages in sexual intercourse with a man who's uncircumcised.
That is a no for everybody. It should.
Yeah.
It should be written uko inje kwa billboard.
Abomination.
Abomination.
You should not... Let me ask you, how about bad driving? Is bad driving a turn off for you?
Yeah, I don't care how you're driving. Let's just go get... Let's get there, baby. Let's go. What do you mean bad driving?
I didn't realize this until now, but I think a turn off for me is a guy who doesn't know how to drive. Which is weird because I don't also know how to drive, but I feel like there's something sexy that comes from a man who knows how to drive. Something about him being in control, him knowing, I don't know.
So what do you mean by bad driving? Actually, I've never found somebody who doesn't know how to drive.
I think that's why.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Try engaging with somebody. Yeah, I have.
Hey.
And I realize that it's actually, it's a turn off for me. Because I'm like, dude, how don't you know how to drive?
Anaka mbele ama anaka wapi?
Anaka nyuma na mimi. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know, something about a man driving, him taking charge, him, you know, like, I got you, let me come pick you up, let me do this and that for you. You know, basically, there's a lot about driving that is actually important. And I know it's not just me, but that matters a lot to many women. But for vice versa, I don't think it's really a big deal.
Yeah.
But it is sexy even when a woman drives as well. So
baby.
But me, I like being a passenger princess. I won't even lie.
Same here.
Yeah. How about being insecure? Is it a turn off for you?
It is a very big turn off for me.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because I've been in that situation and it's not even pleasant.
Yeah.
When a man is insecure, yes, we get this, like, oh, babe, this guy bought something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurity will come up. But no, every time.
Yeah.
Not every time you're texting me, calling me, and being insecure.
Yeah.
It's not even a pleasant place to be because now you start being drained.
True.
And that's you start true. Being so guarded and you're very, you want him to be happy all the time. So you keep calling and checking on him and you keep apologizing for things that you cannot control.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're insecure, for me, I have dealt with that. Like, I don't think I can again because now if we are walking on the street, a guy is looking at me. How am I supposed to explain that?
And you can't control it.
I can't control it. So I've been there and I don't think I can do it.
Man being insecure.
Small things. Of course, everybody is insecure.
Yeah, about something. It's human.
It's human. But there's this one that I have been, was it here? Can I say toxic or toxic insecurity? I don't know if it's a word.
But it can actually be at this point.
Because, hey, you can't be insecure about my friends. You can't be insecure about my girlfriends. You can't be insecure about my sisters. You can't be insecure about my brothers. You can't, you just, if you get me and you put a ring on it, I'm so sure you'll tell me to sit in the house.
Yeah. And they'll try to control every other aspect of your life, including your work and who you get to see. You know,
I was in that situation a few years back and I don't want to ever go there. It was bad for me.
Yeah. So definitely insecurity is a turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like those are things you can manage to tell about a person when you're in the dating stages, where you get to see how they express themselves, how they react to how you interact with other people.
Is it for you though?
Insecurity. I love man jealous.
Akiwa. There's that, but there's extreme.
Yeah. I love my man jealous, but I don't want him possessive. I want him territorial. Not possessive, not controlling.
Yeah, mine
and not insecure possessive. About me being with... Like, basically, not just being insecure about other people. It's like you don't trust me, and I need you to trust me.
And you're projecting your insecurity to me.
Yeah.
So that I have to deal with it every single minute when I wake up, up to the evening. Even now, my friends are noticing it, and they're telling me this is not a good relationship for you.
Yeah. And if it's insecurity based on the people you've dated in your past, it's understandable. But you're supposed to communicate that with your partner. And not project them on her or him just because, you know, they're having a life that can kind of trigger you. You're just supposed to communicate with them, but not just project it onto them.
Yeah, but we all love them and jealous.
We do love them jealous. Like, baby, show me that you want this. Like, this is yours. But I feel like the insecurity bit that wouldn't be an issue for me, a turn off for me. Actually, I find it so cute, and I'm actually willing to work with them in that. Is one where it's a personal insecurity. Like, I'm insecure about my body, a part of my body, or a part of who I am. Those ones are understandable. Those ones are okay. I don't feel like that's really a turn off or anything. All right, so being boring. Is it a turn off for you? Hey. Maisha yako yote na mtu boring. I feel like one thing about I can say for sure is a turn on for me is a man who has a sense of humor. So I think it goes without saying.
They're cheeky, they're playful. Yeah. But not just everybody looking at their books like
And you're always very serious about everything in life. Like, honey, it's life is not that serious. Just try to be funny. Try to, you know, basically have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how about being dumb?
Me, I don't like men who are dumb. I came to realize that. I did say a person
who, it's exhausting mentally.
It is very. Because you have to explain everything.
You
I dated a very good looking guy. I'm not even going to lie.
I remember that
he's
story.
Tall. Guys, he's very tall, dark and handsome, and he has the body.
He has the qualities of a dream man.
That I needed.
Yep.
But when it comes to conversations,
mm-hmm.
there's a time he said, "Who? Which governor?" Hey.
Hapo kwa politics tamuelewa.
Ati governor nani ni governor?
Hey!
I actually went home and talked to my mom. Nikasi macha ni wachikishi. My boyfriend has just said, was a Kidero. At that time, he was the governor, right? Amesema, governor wa Nairobi si Kidero. Amenifanya nikakuwa so insecure. I'm even Googling because I knew it was Kidero. And he was like, Kidero ni sijui governor wa wapi uko Siaya.
Yeah, you had to Google to find out whether you were the one in the wrong.
He was so, I had to explain everything. So it's an exhausting.
Yeah.
Even for guys, I think.
Even for guys. Yeah. Actually, I've talked to my guy friends, and trust me, all of them have the same opinion. Yeah. Like, they don't get attracted to dumb women. Mm-mm. Like,
you have to be pretty by yourself.
Yeah. They don't like that. And you cannot want to attract an intelligent man and yourself, you're struggling.
Yeah.
You know, it has to go hand in hand. You have to make sure that you are what you want to attract. Mm-hmm. You have to first kind of show that energy, have that mindset. Basically, groom yourself mentally.
Hey, can we just get husbands? Dating life is not...
But dating is so exhausting. It feels like you're in a test run.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and you're like, no, no. So it looks like, it feels like you're on a shelf waiting to be picked. How does that even feel? That is so bad. It's like you're always anxious about maybe a date. You're always anxious. After you know, you have to explain yourself to people over and over and over and
why
over
you're
again.
Why you're single?
At your age.
Why are you single?
Everybody,
your family. But luckily for me, if I get married,
it
will be like, everybody will be like, what?
Mm.
What? Mm. What? Mm. What? Mm. Because I think I put up a face of look wanting to achieve more for myself before deciding to settle down.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing sometimes.
It is a good thing. Not even sometimes. I feel like even for a woman, it's very important.
Mm.
Like, have your shit figured out before you decide to welcome somebody else in your life. And having your shit figured out doesn't mean that you wait until you have a mansion, a car, and CG water. Actually, that's when you have everything. Mm. Just basically know where you're going, know how to handle your money, and have a life of your own.
When you're ready. The thing is, when you're ready.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yep.
Very, very true. But I feel like one other thing is when a guy is too aggressive sexually.
Hey.
Oh.
What do you mean too aggressive? Like when I could choke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relax.
Honey, what's that? Unataka kushika mgongo.
Mama,
so situation. The situation where you feel it all the way to your stomach. You cannot be blessed like that and still be aggressive. Come on.
Kunta kunta mani.
Hey, that is no, guys. No, like, relax. Come on. Utalia, ni kama mnapigana. Hata neighbors watashangaa. I feel like that is a turn off for me because.
Because I'm talking about stop. Instantly, ngoja nipumzike. Niende kwa balcony. Nikitoka kwa balcony nimebeba vitu za
tumbona.
Chata.
I know. I get too much. Yeah, stop. Like, akili na switch to survival mode. Hadi nakauka.
Like, nipe maji. I can't breathe.
I just don't know.
I know. I was actually thinking about it. I'm like,
I think when me aggressive is not for me.
Yeah, that is not for me.
How do you know? Go every time and I call me a babe, could you know? Una make excuse.
How tacky.
Hey, no.
I don't know where these people meet people when you're aggressive.
No, so. You know, funny thing, I love most of these men who are aggressive. They get it from porn. That's the problem.
Hey.
They get it from porn. You know, they like try to reenact what they see, thinking that it's going to be really good for the woman. Guys, it's not.
You're hurting me.
Don't you know that's a beautiful flower?
I need to be arrested.
Motoka session moja, you don't want to have sex for the next 5 months because you're like, I need healing. Yeah. I need time to heal. I need to see a therapist.
I don't know why people are so aggressive out here. No, that's a big turn off for many women. I feel like many women may actually, okay, there are those women who love it like that, but those ones, I can't even call them freaks. I don't know what they are. I don't know what it is, but there are those ones who do like, but they're just few. Most women don't. Like, we love being soothed. We
gentle.
Want to be, like, treat me like a queen in bed. Not like, say, I'm a bao, I'm a log, a tree, or
a chapo, man. You're a chapo, but you're a kanda, you're a kanda, you're a kanda, you're a tan, you're a roll.
Just a wewe, you're a sweat, a killing. You're a sweat, Mungu, nilikuja huko kufanya nini.
Nini, leta huko. Is this my punishment?
Why are you punishing?
But honestly, I mean, that goes for me.
It's not for me. That is not for me.
But we've really had an interesting conversation. I feel like we should even have a part 2 for this. Turn-ons and turn-offs.
right?
Turn on and yes.
But now this time round, we can do like we bring them and then we can just discuss them and how women prefer it done, or rather, why not? Thank you guys for joining us on this episode. It's been so lovely. It's been fun. We've laughed, and I hope that you've also found some joy in the episode.
Yeah.
Because it's been really beautiful. And yeah. As always, we are looking to bringing you good vibes. We are trying to also bring you that environment where you can learn, get some information on something, and at the same time have a good relaxed time with us. Thank you for tuning in. It's been good. It's been chill. See you next time.
Bye bye guys.
Bye.